This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi in a short while from now. He will inaugurate around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and also hand over keys to eligible beneficiaries at Ashok Vihar in the national capital. Prime Minister Modi will also inaugurate two urban redevelopment projects, the World Trade Centre at Nauroji Nagar and the General Pool Residential Accommodation Type 2 Quarters at Sarojini Nagar. Besides, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Central Board of Secondary Education's Integrated Office Complex at Dwarka, built at around 300 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University worth over 600 crore rupees. He will lay the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College at Roshanpura in Najafgarh. In a social media post this morning, Prime Minister Modi said these endeavours reflect the government's unwavering commitment to nurture future generations by empowering them with knowledge, innovation and opportunities. President Draupadi Murmu is attending an event commemorating the Golden Jubilee celebrations of NIMHANS in Bengaluru. On the occasion, the President will inaugurate a new psychiatry block, central laboratory complex and hostel building. She will be dedicating to the nation the advanced 3T MRI scanner and DSA machine. Later in the day, the President will also inaugurate a state-of-the-art cancer hospital in Belagavi in North Karnataka. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will flag off, dedicate and inaugurate several projects for Assam from Guwahati today. The Union Minister will flag off three trains, Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, New Bongaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train and Tinsukia Neharlagun Express and dedicate a road overbridge. He will inaugurate a 10-kilowatt FM transmitter at Akashwani Kokrajhar virtually from Guwahati. In addition, the minister will virtually launch the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology in Guwahati. Later in the day, Mr. Vaishnaw is scheduled to visit the Tata Semiconductor Factory at Jagi Road in Moregaon district. In Tamil Nadu, the Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at the residence and other locations connected to DMK MP Kadir Anand, son of State Minister and Senior Party Leader Durai Murugan. The searches are being carried out in connection with a complaint filed in 2019 over alleged tax evasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the urs of Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti. He wished for happiness and peace in everyone's lives. Mr. Modi has also presented the chadar to Minorities Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, which will be offered on his behalf at Ajmer Sharif Dargah tomorrow. Meanwhile, Mr. Rijiju today visited the Nizamuddin Aulia Dargah in Delhi and offered a chadar. The birth anniversary of great social reformer and educationist Savitribhai Phule is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the great social reformer on the occasion. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said she was a beacon of women's empowerment and a pioneer in the field of education and social reform. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said Savitribhai Phule opened the doors for women's education and fought vigorously for the rights of the deprived. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to Rani Velu Nachiyar on her birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remarked that Rani Velu Nachiyar showed unparalleled valour and strategic brilliance in her fight against colonial rule. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast dense fog in northern, eastern and central parts of India for the next 2 to 3 days. Around 50 flights are reported to be delayed due to low visibility at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in the national capital. In cricket, India's top and middle order again crumbled against Australia on the first day of the decisive fifth and final test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy. The visitors were all out at 185 in their first innings in the post-lunch session. And with that, we end this news bulletin.